Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, November 12th. Monday, November 12th of 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic for you today. It's really part two. We mentioned I introduced this topic yesterday in my Kingdom Millionaires training class, where we talked about energy is the currency of the universe. And in that class, we revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified the fact that energy is how you receive or how you pay for things. Specifically, your energy is your currency. And if you don't spend your energy wisely, if you don't invest your energy wisely, you're going to be energetically destitute. So today we want to continue with that theme or with that topic, because we want to talk about love is money. Love is currency. Love is frequency. In fact, energy is the currency of the universe, the body. Love is the currency of heaven or the head. And it is this ability to over and understand the importance of tying these two together. So that way the head, the heart, the gut, the body, all three, all seven, all 12 are one. The ability to understand how this works is extremely important. And so we want to break this down today as we talk about the importance of maintaining or doing the things that you love. And we hear this a lot. We've heard that a lot. But we want to talk about how money is energy from a quantum physics perspective. And we want to break this down because the Bible talks about that any man that puts his hands to the plow and looks back is not fit to enter into heaven. Meaning, if you put your hand to something, if you're going to do something, you want to do it with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. The scripture talks about that as well. When it talks about love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Now, this ability to break this down, not only using physics, but also using the Bible, and then to speak plainly so that way we can understand it. So let's get into this. When we talk about work, when we talk about money, especially money, it's really interesting because everybody has, when you start talking about money, people get real nervous. People get real quiet. People get real antsy. Because it's interesting, it's like the people that have money don't want you to know that they have money. And then the people that don't have money, they don't want you to know that they don't have money. And it's really because energy is the currency of the universe. Energy, money is the currency of the universe because money and energy are the same thing. So money and energy are terms that are interchangeable, and money and love are terms that are interchangeable. There's different ways of making sure that that works or doesn't work. There's different ways of making sure that that works and it doesn't work. Now, when we talk about money, we're talking about ergon, which is that Greek word that gives the English word work. And when we talk about work, we're talking about effort. And when we talk about effort, we're talking about something that is called energy placement or work displacement, is how effort is displaced. We're talking about the flow. So there is an energy flow and an energy conversion rate. The rate that energy is converted into a currency. Or if we're talking about the body, we're talking about ATP. We're talking about how the body takes glucose or takes what we eat and converts it into a substance that the body can use. And this substance is called ATP or ADP. And so all living organisms create or they move or they transport energy. Frequency, wave, vibration, whether it's sunlight, whether it's water, whether it's oxygen, whether it's glucose, whether it's a dollar bill, it's still frequency. That's just a substance. But behind that, I'm sorry, that's a symbol, but behind that symbol is a substance. So what is love? Well, love is oxytocin. Now, this is tough when we really break this down because love is a feeling. That feeling comes from somewhere, though. As you know, if you listen to my shows, feelings come from collective thought. So work, energy, we can throw in the word power. Those are all symbols of emotions. That's all symbols of power. That's all symbols of what we call oxytocin. Now, I don't want to belittle the importance of love, but it's very, very important that we understand how love, this ideal that we call love, works. And without this understanding, then we do not understand the true meaning of this energy conversion, or how energy or money works. When you pay attention to something, you've just brought that something. And the way that we buy it is determined by the love that we place on it. Now, this is extremely, extremely important, because oxytocin is just like oxygen. In fact, it starts off, it is spelled O-X-Y, the same the way that we start off spelling oxy. So instead of oxygen, this is oxytocin. So oxy and tocin. So it's a neuropeptide. It's a neurological peptide. And it's interesting because love is actually a chemical. It's actually a hormone. But, and this hormone, again, is released by the hypothalamus. And so when we talk about what causes, if you will, this release of this hormone inside of the body that we call oxytocin. And, again, love is what we call chemically or biologically oxytocin. So oxytocin, love, money, energy, frequency, wave, vibration, those are all the same thing. So the love hormone is released. Like if someone hugs you, that releases it. So there's certain things that stimulate the neurons that fire or causes the secretion of oxytocin. There are certain thoughts. There are certain images. There are certain smells. Some people love the look at money. Some people love to look at food. Some people love to look at other people. So different things causes a production of this particular hormone. Your job is to figure out what causes the production of this hormone called oxytocin. Because it's probably released, as we all know, during, you know, the sex act. It's also released when you are when you hug somebody. It's also released, it's called a cuddle hormone as well. It's also released, again, during certain neurotransmitters, certain social interactions, certain behaviors, during parents and what they call the maternal bonding period. That releases certain oxytocin. So chemical, however, you can't go to the bank and pay your light bill with oxytocin. So the oxytocin has to be converted. This is the energy flow and the conversion rate. So we got to talk about understanding energy is the currency of the universe. Love is the currency of the heaven. So energy is the currency of the universe. That's all material things. Love is the currency of heaven. That's all immaterial things. So love is like the subatomic particle that makes up the particle. So love is the subatomic particles. Love is like a quark or a trino or a baryon or a lepton. These are all subatomic particles. Energy is like protons, neutrons, electrons. These are atomic particles. So in order for energy to move, it needs love. The more love, the more energy. If energy is the currency of the universe, then love is the currency of heaven, because heaven is the highest place in the universe. Think of it this way. Think of the universe as the body and heaven as the head, because metaphysically, that's what it is. So in order for my body to move, I need to have something in my head. If I got love in my head, I have movement in my body. Now, let me make sure you understand the power of the statement. Anyone who is not on the same love frequency as you will distance themselves from you automatically. You don't got to do nothing. Let me say that again. Now, remember, energy is the currency of the universe. The universe is the body. Let's just, again, metaphysically state that the universe, and we'll all agree, whether you agree or not, for the sake of today's lecture, energy or the universe is the body. And the body is powered by energy. So what powers energy? Energy is powered by love. And love is the currency of heaven. So if I have love in my head, I got energy in my body. If I don't have love in my head, because that's the currency, so I got to pay my body. My body is not going to move unless it gets paid. Now, biologically, this is called ATP, so I can biologically prove it. Now, the scripture says the same thing. Faith without works is dead. Faith, again, is the universe. Works is heaven. Faith without works is dead. Faith is pistis and pytho, as we've talked about before. Works is ergon, the English word ergon. That means that the brain must be submerged. So love is when the brain is submerged. That's the currency of heaven. That's why a lot of people are broke. A lot of people are broke because they ain't got no love in their head. Let me say that again. Currency. Currency is a flow. It's a movement. So money is energy. Now, money should be flowing freely right now throughout all of your lives, all of your life, I should say. It should flow freely, and it should flow out into the universe. But we all got money blocks. We got things that block our money. And the biggest thing that blocks goals or money flows where your attention goes. Let me say it again. Money flows where your attention goes. Let me say that one more time. Money flows where your attention goes. Well, what do you mean, Brother Will? Well, energy is the currency of the universe. Love is the currency of heaven. So when you pay attention to something, you just bought something. So if I want to go and buy, if I want to go to heaven and buy something, I got to take my love and produce oxytocin in my body. And the way that I do that is by giving attention to it. See, you cannot love something and you don't give it no attention. That's how you know you love something. So you can tell me you love me with your mouth, but if you don't spend time with me, if you don't hang out with me, if you don't, you know, you don't like doing stuff together with me, then you saying you love me with your mouth. You got a form of godliness, but you don't got no power. Been there, done that, got two T-shirts. So, again, you can tell a tree by its fruit, not its leaves. Attention is fruit. Leaves is verbal. If you say, I love me, that's a leaf. If you spend time, then I know that that's attention. See, when you pay attention to something, you just brought more of that something. So the way that you buy things in heaven and on earth, our Father, which art in heaven, money, love, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So your job, my job, is to put love in our head and in our heart so it can drop down to our gut or to the universe. Energy is the currency of the universe. Love is the currency of heaven. When you pay attention to something, you just brought something. So when you allow your consciousness to focus on something or someone that you don't love or focus on something that you don't want, energy is the currency of the universe. Energy is attention. Love is the currency of heaven. Love is attention. So my question is, what are you putting your attention on? You put too much attention on things that you do not love and that you don't want to buy, but you're buying it. Why are you buying stuff you don't want? Why would you go to the store and buy a box of, you know, chocolate, and let's say you're allergic to chocolate? Why would you do that? But that's what we do every day. So you paying attention to somebody who posts stuff on your Facebook page, and they're making negative comments. You paying attention to it. You paying attention to what Donald Trump's saying. You don't even like Donald Trump, but every time he says you reading it, you pay attention. You, every time they post another white cop shooting a black man in the back, you paying attention to it. Why are you paying attention to that? If you pay attention to it, you just buy that experience. You're buying it. That's called exposure therapy. If I expose you to something, you want more of it. So the universe works based upon attention. Now, attention, excuse me, is intention. Now, let me make sure you understand. Energy is the currency of the universe, attention. Love is the currency of heaven. Intention. Attention, intention, they like kissing cousins. Where I find attention, what's your intention? Intention and attention is how you buy things. So everything in your life you bought with your attention and your intention. So when you allow yourself to focus on something, you are asking God to put that in your life. That's why it's showing up in your life. See, you must be very selective in your attention and your intention. Very selective. Because your attention and your intention feeds the universe and heaven. It feeds the energy and it keeps it alive. So when you put your intention and your attention into something that's negative, you're keeping that negative alive. So you can never, that's why I do not give myself the luxury of a negative intention or attention. Now I used to, but not anymore. I don't engage. I don't put my intention in anything that's not love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I don't put my attention. I never wake up with the intention of anything other than love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. It's always wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. That's my intention. So I put all of my attention into wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. Money is energy. When we talk about quantum physics, the universe is made up of energy. This energy becomes matter only when enough attention and intention is focused on it. Heavenly Father, in the name that is above every name, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. If you can get this, today's lecture, your time will be well spent. Your attention and your intention. So when you came on today's show, what was your intent? Well, are you here? Was your intention to try to find holes in what I'm saying? Was that your intention? So that's what you're going to get. You get what you intend. You get what you attend. It is done unto you as you believe. It doesn't matter what I say. The only thing that matters is what you intend. Do you know you can be a black man at a KKK rally and you can get some major knowledge if your intention and your attention is right? You just might not want to let them see you, but you can get some major knowledge. Why? Because it's not based upon what a person says. It's based upon what you think. It's based upon your perception. It's based upon your reality, not mine. Now, let me make sure you understand this. This is extremely important. Consciousness collapses matter. Consciousness collapses waves into particles. Attention and intention, which is consciousness, takes something from a hazy state, meaning I got an idea. If I put enough attention into it, and if I put my intention, my intensity into it, it molds. Only when, now again, biblically, that's the Bible or the Greek word Pytho, P-I-E-T-H-O, Pytho, and pistis. Those two words means if I can get enough words together, it collapses waves, it pulls waves down into matter. That's how you create. The only reason that you're not creating more wealth, more health, more wisdom, and more total relationships is that you're not putting in more words. Matter forms only when enough information is focused on it. Let me say that again. Matter forms only when enough attention is given to it. Let me say that again. Why is a golf ball a golf ball? A golf ball is a golf ball And a golf ball is not a basketball because there is enough people who come together with their collective consciousness and they've decided and agreed that a golf ball is a small white ball and a basketball is a larger orange ball with black lines on it. That information has formed two different kinds of matter. Money and love does the same thing. Money is love. Love is money. So it's so interesting that people have a problem with money. And it's interesting because the people that have a problem with money are also usually that people have to have a problem with love. Now, they say they love you, but usually they have a energy block of hate, of fear, of doubt, or unbelief. Fear is a dam that blocks the flow of currency. Somebody should write that down. Fear is the dam that blocks the flow of currency. Somebody should write that down. Fear, doubt, and unbelief, they are blocks. They block the flow of your chi, your current chi. It blocks the flow of the pneuma and the ruach and the Holy Spirit. The universe, God, is omnibenevolent. He's always sending out love. The Bible says God is love. The Bible didn't say God created love. I cannot find that. I find in the Bible it says God is love. I cannot find in the Bible where it says God created love. I can't find it. So God is love, so that means God is money. So I know a lot of people who love God, but they ain't got no money. You cannot love God and not have money. It's impossible. Maybe you give it away, but the more you give, the more you receive. So if you love God, you should also love money. If you love money, you should also love energy. You cannot love God, love money, and be lazy. I found that out too. There's no such thing as lazy. Lazy is the lack of inertia. Do you know in the book of Proverbs, it defines lazy as slack, slothful, sluggard. Every lazy person I met, as a ex-lazy person, the reason I was lazy, because of those three words, slack, slothful, sluggard. Slack, if you're slack, you will have lack. If you're slothful, you will be put to forced labor. If you're a sluggard, you will dream dreams and have nothing. That's Proverbs 10, Proverbs 12, and Proverbs 13. I got a whole book that breaks that down called The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. So laziness is the inability to exert effort. Why, though? Why come you're not exerting effort? Not you, but, you know, people you know. How come people don't exert effort? There's no love. Love is the currency of effort or energy. Love is a subatomic particle that is behind energy. And if energy is the currency of the universe, love is the currency of energy. Where there is no love. Another way for love is vision, where there is no vision. Because love is the ability to see worth and value in something that you want to put all of your attention and your intention into it. That's called vision. When there is no vision, people cast off restraint. That means they don't have the ability to exert effort. You show me a man that's lazy, I'm going to show you a man that is not in love with himself or anybody else. He don't see no value in himself. He don't see no value in anybody else. He don't see no value in a coat. When I was lazy, I didn't see no reason why to get up. My grandmother, when I was a kid, said, boy, get up, 6 o'clock on a Saturday. I saw no reason to get up at 6 o'clock on a Saturday. There's nothing you can tell me. Go cut the grass. Okay, no, that doesn't benefit me none. Next. Go clean the barn. Yeah, that doesn't put no money in my pocket. Next. So when I was a kid, I saw no money in vacuuming. I wasn't getting paid. It didn't benefit me none. I didn't understand that it benefited me because I lived there. Because, you know, I was a kid. I was looking for immediate gratification. I didn't want to work on Monday and get paid on Friday. I wanted to make, in fact, I wanted to get paid before I started to work. So I didn't understand cause and effect. I didn't understand that if you put in effort on Monday, that's going to cause you to get paid on Friday. It took me a while to figure that out. By the time I was 13, though, I figured it out. Then I had three jobs. Been working ever since. Then I figured out after 58 jobs, hey, I like working. I just don't like working packing boxes. I don't like working, you know, on top of a roof in August in Texas. I don't like working for somebody who called me boy. That just bothered me. I didn't like working when I had to wear a uniform and I had to shave my head. And they told me how long my hair could be. So I liked the military when I was in the Marines. I liked it. I just didn't like getting up every day at 5 a.m. doing a formation run. Some days I wouldn't sleep in past 5. So there was no love. There was no oxytocin being released in my body at 5 a.m. in the morning when they said, hey, boy, get up, let's go run. No, there was no oxytocin in my body. So after it took me 58 times, 58 jobs to figure out that the missing ingredient was oxytocin. 58 jobs. Hopefully it won't take you that long. So then I figured out maybe I should do something that releases oxytocin in my body. Because then guess what? I have inertia. Now, inertia is when you're motivated. It's called inspiration. It's called inspiritus. That means in spirit. That means that you're filled with the spirit. Now, a lot of people, they go to church to get the spirit of God. That's good, too. But you can get the spirit at home. Because what you do should infiltrate you. Let me say it again. What you do should infiltrate you. If you don't, your dog's not going to hunt. You're going to do it for something. You're not doing it because of something. See, a lot of people go to work for money. They don't go to work because they love what they do. See, why am I doing this show? I'm doing this show because I love what I do. I'm not getting paid to do this show. This is a fact. It costs me money. I've done so many shows that Blog Talk say, hey, dude, you got to delete all of this stuff because it's taking up all of our storage. Now, the free account will allow you to, you know, do X amount of shows and only for X amount of time. You want to talk for a whole hour every day. That's going to cost you. So guess what? I see value in it. So that's why I pay. What do? When you pay attention to something, you buy something. So my question to you is, are you paying attention to wealth? Okay, you are? You are paying attention to wealth, okay. Is oxytocin being released in your body when you pay attention to wealth? See, you not only do you need attention, you also need intention. So it's great that you're paying attention, but is your tent inside? Are you in tense? Are you past tense? Are you future tense? Some people are present tense. Those three dogs are great. But you need that fourth one. You need to be intense. It's great to be present. I'm glad you're here. Past tense, future tense, them dogs don't hunt. You need to be present and you need to be in. You need both. You need to be present tense and you need to be intense. So you go to the gym, but you ain't got no intensity. Okay, what's that going to do? Go to the gym and just kind of walk around. I see people in the gym on their cell phone. I go to the gym and it's crazy. I watch people all the time. I don't see no sweat bead up on their forehead. Zero in the gym for a whole hour. And they look exactly like they did when they walked in. Not one hair is out of place. There's not one drop of sweat nowhere on their body. And they're in the gym for a whole hour. They just wasted their time. They could have went to the club. Probably got more energy. They would have spent more energy dancing. Brothers and sisters, you mean to tell me not only are you paying attention to something, but it does you no good to pay attention to something if you're not putting your intensity into something. Intensity is released when oxytocin is present. No oxytocin, no intensity. People ask me all the time, brother, well, why do you work out, brother? You trying to lose weight? Somebody posted on my YouTube channel yesterday. Somebody posted my YouTube channel. You don't look, what did they say? Oh, they said lean. Yeah, they used the word lean. They said, you don't look very lean. The hell no, I ain't lean. I ain't been lean since I was freaking third grade. Ain't nothing lean on my body. I ain't trying to be lean. I ain't why I work out. I don't care if I weigh 350 pounds. As long as my cholesterol, my heart rate, everything else, it's not about how much I weigh. It's about how freaking healthy I am. I don't care if I'm 450 pounds as long as I'm healthy. A lot of people just go on the scale, and they think because they weigh according to what is being promoted by the dominant culture, they think they're healthy. You know how many skinny people I see dropping dead? There's a plethora of them. And I see a lot of overweight, obese people that's way more healthy than a lot of skinny people. It ain't about the weight, boo-boo. It's about your health. It's about the voltage and the energy in your body. There's a lot of people that look healthy, but they got an acidic mind. Negative thoughts, angry, depressed. What blocks the flow of currency? Fear, doubt, and unbelief. I know a lot of Christians sit on the front row, been going to church for 35 years, and in the same place they was when they joined. Same place. Why? Fear, doubt, and unbelief. That blocks the flow of currency. It creates a dam that blocks the flow. Energy is a flow. That way you can go. Energy is a current. It's moving. If you take a river and if you put some rocks in there and you dam up that river and you stop the flow of water into that river, what happens to it? It turns green. It forms algae. That means it has no oxygen. And all the fish in that pond, they will die. Why? No water coming in, no water going out. Money is a current. Love is a current. Energy is a current. Therefore, energy, love, and money is all the same shiznit. That's why people who don't got love don't got money. I've never met a person with money that have evil and hate towards themselves and other people. I've met evil people with money, but I've never met an evil person with money and hate and fear and doubt and unbelief. I've met arrogant people, but I've never met a rich man. And the Bible states this as well. Ruthless men retain wealth. But ruthless means someone who is inspired or motivated by mastery. That's what that really means in the ancient text and in its original text. What does that mean? Love. That means that they get their motivation. That is why most church people ain't got money. They're not inspired by love. They got too much hate, too much anger, too much greed, too much lack, too much scarcity. They're afraid. That stops the flow of your consciousness. See, when you allow your consciousness to focus on something or someone that you love, that empowers the current. It's like it energizes you. But when you allow your conscious to focus on someone or something you hate, disconnects the flow and creates a blockage in your currency. Brothers and sisters, the way that you buy and purchase things in this world is with your energy and with your love. Another way of saying it, the way that you purchase things in this universe is with your attention and with your intention. So you're putting your attention on something. What gets your attention? It's amazing how negative things get our attention more than positive things. You ever notice that? Somebody could post something negative on Facebook, it'll have a million likes, World Star Hip Hop. There's kids doing that knockout game. I saw one video, I couldn't even watch it. It had like 20 million hits where kids were just walking up to old dudes. They would sneak up behind them, five or six kids, and sucker punch them. And this was going around. This was back a while back. It was about two or three years ago. I don't even go to World Star Hip Hop anymore. I can't even watch it. And all the young kids love it. They love negativity. They are buying negativity. Whatever you put your attention into, that's what you buy. It's coming back, bro. It's coming into your life. All the kids who walk around knocking people out, guess what's going to happen to them? Somebody going to knock them out. Energy is a currency of the universe. When you pay attention to something, you just brought something. So my question to you, brother, my question to you, sister, what are you paying attention to? If you're putting all your attention in the garbage, you are buying garbage. It's going to show up. In fact, I'm a betting man, it's already there. You just don't recognize that garbage. See, a lot of people call settling success. I know a plethora of people. They think tolerating somebody is loving somebody. They confused. Just because somebody tolerates you, that don't mean they love you. There's a lot of people that are in marriages right now because they tolerate each other. They don't love each other. I'd rather be single, divorced, homeless than to be in an environment where somebody don't love me. They just hang out with me because they tolerate me, because they just put up with me. That's not love. That's a dam that blocks your flow. You cannot receive anything from God based upon the law of synchronicity. The inability to understand, my brothers, the reality of truth. There's a lot of tradition. There's a lot of emptiness. There's a lot of flawed realities. Mind trumps matter. Excuse me. Remember, your perception of the what we call the world is a reflection of your state of consciousness. Let me say that again. Your reflection or your perception of the universe, of the world, of everything around you, your perception. When you go out into the world and you perceive everything as half full, that's a reflection of your state of consciousness, not the world. If you go out into the world and all you see is bad, that's because you're bad, not the world. The world just mimics back to you what's inside your head. It's amazing to me how my life changed when I made the decision that now, when I see, as I said, I've said this a plethora of times, my life changed with the last job I had working with the homeless population. When we took all them guys off the street, we brought them, the government did. As a case manager, my job was to get every homeless veteran in San Antonio off the street, and I did my job very well, and I got fired. They fired me because I did my job. They didn't think I was going to do my job. The dudes that had been on a homeless for years, everybody else went out there, they couldn't connect with the veterans because they wasn't a veteran. So I went out there and I talked to them. Dudes that wouldn't talk to nobody, people that had mental issues, mental problems, I put them in my car. I drove them over there. I got them ID cards. We got them homeless. They was all off the street in apartments. 30 days later, less than 30 days later, guess what? 90% of them was gone. Where was they at? Back on the street. Why? They had home. They paid all the bills, paid everything for 6 months. They wanted to be homeless. Nobody asked them, did they want to be homeless? Everybody just assumed, like I did, I just assumed homeless people were homeless because bad shit has happened to them. And you might want to ask people before you come in and try to save somebody, sir, ma'am, do you want to be saved? I guarantee you, if you ask people that, 90% will say, no, I do not want to be saved. Alcoholics are alcoholics because they want to be alcoholics. And alcoholics because of the fact that alcohol is so powerful. People are where they are because they want to be just like you. Why do you think you are at the place that you are at? You think you're there because of some devil or some demon? And I hate to be the bearer of good news, good news, you are where you are at because you want to be. The moment you decide not to be, guess what happens? The whole universe changed. I just did it. Just did it. About a month ago. Whole life changed. This is called the non-locality of quantum entanglement. Quantum entanglement states that connecting particles stay connected regardless of distance. Meaning, in quantum entanglement, you are entangled with what you are entangled with, regardless of the distance between you and that bottle. If you like to drink alcohol, you will always be entangled with alcohol, regardless of the distance of alcohol. You're going to find alcohol, is basically what it's saying. Why? You draw it to you. You bring about what you think about. So my question is, what are you thinking? Just look around. Okay? If you don't like poverty, stop thinking poverty. How you do that, Brother Will? Go on YouTube, type in money, and just watch money videos. Watch cars, watch houses, click on shows, watch shows. Talk to people that got money. Hang out with people, even if you ain't got no money. Just act as if. That's what faith is. Faith is acting as if. See, if you do that long enough, well, that's what happens. You be as if. If you act as if long enough, according to the Bible and everything on earth, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You bring about what you think about. Job said, the thing that I have feared the most has come upon me. See, faith and fear are both emotions. Let me say that again. Faith and fear are both emotions. They're both energy in motion. Energy is the currency of the universe, so you buy stuff with your emotions. So my question to you, how are you feeling today, boo-boo? What is your emotional state? If your emotions right now are not one of wealth, health, wisdom, and total, if you right now do not feel love, real love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control against such things, there, if you don't have those feelings right now, you are ordering poverty in your life. Because remember, it is your perception that is reality, not reality. Your perception is a reflection of your state of consciousness. Who controls your perception? Newsflash, you do. You can change your perception anytime you want. Do you know that perception and reality do not have to be the same? So reality, bank account zero. Perception, bank account full. You can say your bank account full right now. It doesn't matter, because guess what happens? The brain doesn't know the difference between perception and reality. That's called epigenetics. Epi means up on top. Genetics means your genes. Now, let me make sure you understand the power of you. Excuse me. Right now, you may not understand you. You may not understand your true worth and your true value. According to epigenetics, science has proven, especially Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief, scientifically proven, our bodies has the ability to heal and repair themselves. But it is greatly affected by our beliefs, our thoughts, our emotions, our intentions, and our intentions. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of Yahuwah. Science have proven your body can heal itself. Money can't come to you. Wisdom is knocking on your door. That perfect relationship that you want is waiting on you. But what's stopping it? Fear, doubt, and unbelief. Science has proven you have a profound vibrational effect upon the genetic code. You are reprogramming your DNA with your emotions. You're not programmed. You are the programmer. everything that's happening in your body, you've programmed it to happen. We're the programmers. We are the writers of the code. DNA is activated. It is upgraded or downgraded based upon your intentions and your intentions. If your intentions are bad, your DNA is bad, your behavior is going to be bad, your liver, spleen, spine, everything is going to be bad. Everything in your body is going to be acidic. If your thoughts are good, if your intentions are good, if your attentions are good, then your emotions are good, your vibrations are good, your heart, your liver, your spleen, everything in your body is good. It is 7.6 or higher on the pH scale, and it's alkaline. Therefore, guess what? You breathe in good air. Every organ in your body, every bone in your body functions according to its purpose. So it is done unto you, like Jesus said. When the centurion came and said, and asked Jesus to heal his daughter, he said, come in. He said, no, Jesus, you ain't even got to come to my house. Just say the word. Say, I'm a man that gives and receives orders too. I understand that if you say the word and if you say she's healed, she's healed. And he told him, great is your faith. Because of your faith, your daughter is healed. I'm telling you, because of your faith or lack thereof, you're in the situation that you're in. Energy is the currency of the universe. Love is the currency of heaven. Energy that is backed by created it. He is it. God is love. Biologically, we call that a neurotransmitter. That neurotransmitter is called oxytocin. So biologically, you could say God is, one of his many attributes is oxytocin. Because that's what 1 John 4:7 says. Brothers and sisters, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three, excuse me, is love. The Bible says in 1 John 4:8, whoever does not love does not know God. I know a lot of people who say they know God, but they don't. It is not possible for you to say you love God, you have a relationship with God, and you hate me who you see every day, or you hate your brother. The Bible says, how can you love God who you have not seen, and you hate your brother who you see every day? That's not love, brothers. That's not love. So see, we got a faulty view and definition of love. It is time, my brothers and sisters, for us to walk in truth and not tradition. The Bible says, let us love one another because love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. 1 John 4:7. 1 John 4:8 says, whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. Verse 9, this is how God's love was revealed among us. God sent his one and his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Brothers and sisters, 1 John 4:8 says, whoever does not love does not know God because God is love and love is money. So there's people who don't like money, but they do like God. That dog gonna hunt. It's real interesting because when you look at the psychology behind taking a vow of poverty, it doesn't require to put forth effort. See, love requires sacrifice. It's it's a lot easier. Now, I know this personally. It's a lot easier to not love somebody than it is to love somebody. But don't believe me? Fall in love. Guess what happens? You got to make sacrifices. Because when you love somebody, guess what? It's not all about you no more. Now, you actually have to take other people's thoughts, feelings into consideration. Now the world just doesn't revolve around you. My life changed when I had my first daughter. Now I just didn't go out and spend my money on me. Now I spend my money on my children. Brothers and sisters, love is the currency. Love is currency, and currency is money. Currency is just energy. Energy is just a wave. Wave is just a vibration. Vibrations affect your genetic code. Vibrations are the programmers of the genetic code. That's why money is so important. And that's why the enemy got everybody walking around talking about the love of money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money. It said nothing about having money. See, love and money are the same thing. It is the love that is devoid of others. That's the root of all evil. If I love myself so much that I don't want to spend no time with nobody else, I'm going to spend all my money on myself, my self cars, my self houses, and it's just me sipping pina coladas at the beach every Sunday by myself, that is evil. That's called arrogance. That's called ego. But when you replace the I with the we, it does mean no good to make a lot of money. Because everything I do, I'm doing it for my wife. I'm doing it for my children. I'm doing it for my children's children. I'm doing it for my neighborhood. Doing it for my city. Doing it for my state. I'm not trying to build a mountaintop so it's just me, myself, and I. Ego. It is the love of the ego that is the root of all evil. It's not the love of money. The love of the ego, the love of the self, because love and money is the same freaking thing. Love is money. If you ain't got no money, you ain't got no love. Because money is drawn to love, and money is repelled by ego. It is real easy. Poverty is a disease. Poverty is a disease of the ego. If you got love, you got money. It's amazing. I've seen people who ain't got no money in the bank, but they got a good heart. People always doing stuff for them. Always. They ain't never broke. My mom was a living example of that. My mother didn't have no freaking education, no this and another, but people was always bringing us stuff. It blew me away because I couldn't understand it. My mom was this weak, you know, not weak as in physically weak, weak as in lack of ego. She was always helping other people. And people were always helping her. So we always had an abundance. But it was when other people took advantage of that kindness and not having the ability to stand against the walls of the devil. Energy plus love. Attention plus intensity or intention. Intention is great. You got to pay attention because it ain't free. But after you pay attention, you make sure that you have some intention. What are your intentions? So you're paying attention because your intention is you want to see if I'm going to say something that you can use against me. That dog don't hunt. But if you're paying attention because your intention is to get some information and some knowledge that's going to allow you to be a better mother, to be a better husband, to be a better wife, to be a better father, to be a better provider, to be a better citizen, to be a better child of the kingdom. If your intention is that you're here because your intention is to grow in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. If that's your intention and you are paying attention, brothers and sisters, you are well. You are very wealthy. You just made a lot of money right now. Why? Because your energy. And let me close with one of the most important things that I've ever learned. Rich men or ruthless men retain wealth. I learned a long time ago. Ruthless men retain wealth. Money follows mastery. The word ruthless means it means awe-inspiring by mastery. Money follows mastery. People are inspired by mastery. People are inspired by people who are good at what they do. People were inspired by Michelangelo. People were inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King. People were inspired by Barack Obama. People are inspired by people that are good at what they do. That's money. So my question to you, are you good at what you do? That's money. Money follows people who know what the hell they are doing. That's money. Money is not paper. Money is current. The reason I'm here doing what I'm doing, because I enjoy, I love, and I know what I'm doing. Because I've done the research. And I got proof, and I got facts. It's biblical, it's biological, and it's esoteric proof. So I have mastery over my space. That's why I have money. When I didn't have money, when I didn't have mastery, I didn't have money. When I didn't have a love of what I am being and the love of what I am doing and the love of what I have, I didn't have no money. The moment I changed my perception and I saw how blessed I was and I got rid of my destination addiction and I stopped running trying to find something over there and I fell in love with what I have right here, I started making money. Money follows mastery and it tackles you and it jumps in your pocket and it says, please take my money. We don't have a money problem. Nobody has a money problem. You got an energy problem. You got an attention problem and an intention problem, but you ain't got a money problem. All you got to do is the same thing I did. What are you focusing your attention on? And is there intensity or is there any oxytocin or is there any love in what you're focusing on? Are you focusing on it because you are afraid? Because that's the only thing that you can focus on. Are you focusing on it because, excuse me, someone told you to focus on it? Are you paying attention out of fear because somebody threatened you? See, I got saved out of fear. That's why that dog didn't hunt. That's why my behavior didn't change. You can't have a counterfeit conversion, brother. You can't have a counterfeit conversion. That's why I don't teach fear. I don't do fear because it ain't real. That creates a block in your energy flow. The number one cause of poverty is fear. People hoard money because of fear. People hoard their food because of fear. People don't help other people because, oh, that's a black guy over there. I'm afraid of them. So out of fear, I'm not going to talk to them. People don't move to certain sides of the track out of fear. People don't drive their cars at night out of fear. People go over here and go over there out of fear. Everything you do today, I guarantee 90% of what you're doing right now is out of fear. It ain't out of love. That's why there's a lack of money. Energy and money does not flow. It is repelled by fear. That's why I don't fear no man, no woman, no child, no devil, no demon, no doctor, no reverend, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Fear destroys prosperity. If you got a money problem, you got fear in your life somewhere. There's a fear that is blocking the flow that's God because his tongue is preventing you from knowing. That fear is blocking your flow. Fear is a dam that blocks the flow of money into your life. Get the fear out your life, bruh. Get the fear out your life, sis, and watch how fast money jumps into your pocket. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and flow into your life. That way you can grow. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you dues. So faithful, better watch out for them fake fools. The snakes too, can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true, everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you.
Yeah.
It'll show you how you are to God, or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you. Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these